It's time for Cinema Chat as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and sitting to my left is the guy that brings so much happiness into my Thursday, and hopefully yours too when I get to sit in for Morning Edition. Russ Collins, good morning.
Well, Patrick, good morning. Yeah, we've got some great stuff coming up. That's what I like to talk about on Thursday mornings.
Really? Yeah. Is this a new thing for you?
All right. Do what we can. But a little bit of news. So Benedict Cumberbatch is actually going to be in a Marvel Comics movie called Doctor Strange, cool. Which, you think about it, in Marvel Comics, Benedict Cumberbatch, it's an interesting kind of marketing clash or synergistic marketing or whatever, but Benedict Cumberbatch says it's a very different feel, different hero, different set of circumstances to what's been seen before in terms of the Marvel comic universe.
Well, at some point they're going to run out of the big blockbusters and they're going to have to go to more of their secondary comics, and this is an interesting one because Doctor Strange is definitely a very different type of comic book.
Yeah, he's a magician, and we'll see how it goes.
But sorcerer.
Yeah, sorcerer. There you go. That's a better description. But think Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. It's kind of a sideways Marvel comic piece, and maybe we can start to envision what Doctor Strange is going to be like. But that's coming up in November. We have lots of time to find out more about that.
Well, the same hope there that with Guardians, that not a lot of people who are familiar with the Guardians comic books will go see Doctor Strange because it looks like a cool movie, not because they're in love with the comic book.
Or they're in love with Benedict Cumberbatch,
yes.
Either way. So coming up sooner, but not tomorrow, is Cinetopia, June 3rd through 12th.
Ooh.
Passes are available for sale to anyone, to Michigan Theater members, to Cinetopia fans, and to the general public. You can get them at the CinetopiaFestival.org website or the Michigan Theater. We've got over 50 films. We're going to have an Iggy Pop concert film.
Awesome.
We're going to do the U.S. premiere of that film.
Wow.
Some other really special stuff, too.
So if you were to say, from a scale of 1 to, oh my gosh, my hair's on fire, how awesome this was, what would you rate it?
It's got to be right up there with, oh my gosh, my hair's on fire.
Seriously. I just wanted you to say that. That's why I brought that up.
We really do gather the best films from the world's best film festivals. And anyway, we're very, very, very excited
cool.
about all the stuff coming to Cinetopia. Again, June 3rd through 12th, set aside some time to go check it out and Detroit, Dearborn, and Ann Arbor. Lots to see. Well, if you haven't seen My Name is Doris, today's your last chance to see it. It's closing today. Eye in the Sky, the Helen Mirren thriller, is currently playing. Elvis and Nixon is a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Michael Shannon plays Elvis. Kevin Spacey plays Nixon. It's about a real encounter
yes.
that happened at the White House in 1970 when Elvis decided he wanted to be a secret agent.
Well, he just showed up.
And he just showed up. And anyway,
they shared
fun.
Peanut butter and Nanner sandwiches and he deputized them.
Well, M&M's and Dr. Pepper is what the movie said. But anyway, Miles Ahead is something that all WEMU listeners have to go see. It's about Miles Davis. Don Cheadle poured his heart and soul in it. A week ago, we had a very fun premiere of the film with WEMU listeners, and the buzz coming out of the screening was very strong, even
yep.
with some of the jazz DJs here
oh,
at
yeah.
WEMU.
Michael Jewett endorsed it. He said it was his movie moment of the year or something along that, or the cinema pick of the year. I don't remember what
he
called it.
And he's a movie guy,
oh,
too.
He definitely is, yeah.
And so anyway, I'm not going to say everyone's going to like it, but I really appreciated what Don Cheadle did with that movie. Miles Ahead is playing right now at the Michigan Theater. Opening at the Michigan Theater this week.
Tom Hanks.
Guys, come on. We are in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia with the deserts and the camels and the sheiks and the tents.
Oh, oh my God. Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah. Don't you know they can only kill me with a golden bullet.
You could recognize that voice anywhere, couldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. My cousin, Tom Hanks. He's a distant cousin of mine, and I know this, but he doesn't.
Nice
know
name
that,
drop,
that
Russ.
I'm a cousin of his. So anyway.
Well, I heard the other day doing an interview, he was saying my cousin Russ Collins from Cinetopia.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Well, this is based on a Dave Eggers novel. It's about a businessman played by Tom Hanks, who's things just aren't going well for him right at this moment, and he goes over and tries to put a deal together for a business conferencing kind of software thing, which is the hologram for a king, that he tries to sell to the to the Saudi royal family, and there's all kinds of bad stuff. Well, not bad stuff, but just unfortunate stuff at a guy who's just not having the greatest luck in life. It looks like a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And Tom Hanks' performance is very well praised by all of the critics, so go check that out. The Green Room, if you're a fan of Patrick Stewart, I don't know that you need to go to this because you're a fan of Patrick Stewart. It's not the kind of thing that you would expect him to do, but he is a very, very, very bad man in this movie. He owns this club in a rural area of the United States, and this punk band called the Ain't Rights go to play this at the end of a very long and unsuccessful tour. They witness something that they shouldn't have witnessed. They just, by happenstance, it happened backstage, and that's where they were. And then Patrick Stewart's character and his henchmen go after this punk band, who proved to be more creative and resourceful than you might
think. I haven't heard anything about this, but I love Patrick Stewart, and this kind of sounds intriguing.
Yeah, the Boston Globe said Green Room is brutal, explosive, nerve-wracking, bloody as heck. It's also one of the purest genre movies to come down the highway in many a moon, a siege thriller, with a novel setting, characters real enough to make you forget the story as old as the urge of humans to survive.
And you got a special screening this weekend.
Prince in his first motion picture. Before he created the music, he lived every bit of it.
I loved movie previews from like 30 years ago. Every one of them sounded just like that.
1984, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
A sad but heartfelt tribute. If you want to come to the Michigan Theater on Saturday, April 30th at 7 o'clock, we will be showing Prince's Academy Award winning in terms of the music film and celebrate a great artist. Speaking of the 80s, Siskel and Ebert gave it two thumbs up.
Well, maybe afterwards we can all cool ourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes, and we can bring our raspberry beret.
Hey, let's celebrate the guy, man. He made he made incredible music, and the movie is okay, but if you just want to just close your eyes and listen to it, it's incredible. What if you watch it through today's lens, though, it is weirdly misogynistic in its overtones, but it is a very good movie.
Yeah, and what a great artist. Just technically, in terms of his ability to play innumerable instruments, seemingly. But anyway, Prince will star in Purple Rain at the Michigan Theater on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Opening at the multiplexes is Keanu.
Now, we have a clip for this, but I got to just preface this by saying it's a weird movie, the premise, so this might be a little bit of a weird clip.
Cute cat.
Yeah, and this new jack right here, man. Yeah.
Hey, but look, before y'all go run off and do your little thing.
Where'd you get him? How much you want for him?
See, this is Key and Peele being Key and Peele. And if you're not familiar with their comedy, I don't think you're going to get this movie. But imagine a couple of guys pretending to be gangsters in a movie, sitting in a room debating, one trying to intimidate the other to sell him his cat, which is named Keanu.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a strange premise, but it looks like it's a lot of fun. And the voice is, and there's even a voice for the kitten. So, Mother's Day is a Carrie Marshall film coming out for the holiday, starring Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, and Kate Hudson. And Ratchet and Clank is a animated film based on a video game that's for the kids who like shoot 'em up animated films.
And Keegan-Michael Key, by the way, is from the Detroit area. He was born and raised in Southfield.
Ah,
so if you want to support a local comic that made his way up to the top, that's from Keanu, yep. So thanks, Russ.
Absolutely. Good to see you, Patrick.
Good
we'll look
you,
forward Tom. To being back next week. And ta-ta from Hollywood.